The Sugya in the Gemara, as many people have pointed out to me, is in the Im Beans, which is behind where we're holding apparently. So in the Mishnah says on Daf Tess on the Beans. Im Bein Krolim Meshuch B'Shana Mishkal Merubu B'Gadim El Afar Ba'akal Mitzvos. No difference between a Kohen that's appointed by Meshicha B'Shana Mishkal to someone who was a Kohen who was appointed, not, he didn't have the Shemen, they just put on the B'Gadim. The only difference is Par Ba'akal Mitzvos. Im Bein Kohen Meshamash L'Kohen She'avar, there's no difference between a current Kohen, a present Kohen, and a past Kohen. Par Yom Kippurim Asir Saif of it. You could bring the Par Yom Kippurim, the current Kohen, and he also brings the Asir Saif every day. So the Gemara that I want to focus on is in the middle where it's talking about it quotes the Braisa that the second part of the Mishnah is going according to Reb Meir. The Tanya. If there's a psul, and they appointed another kohen, rishon chozel avodaso, when the first kohen is healed, he goes back to being a kohen gadol. Sheni kol mitzvos kuhuna gadola ala, divrei Reb Meir. The second person still has all the mitzvos of kuhuna gadola, but the first one is the main kohen gadol, and so the only difference is that the main kohen gadol brings the prior yom kippurim and asir sa'ifa. And that's our Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rishon Chosel Abodaso, Sheni Inaroi, Lo Lekoin Gadol, Lo Lekoin Hedrin. The first guy goes back to being a Kohen Gadol. The second person, he cannot be a Kohen Gadol or a Kohen Hedrin. Rabbi Yossi Maisev, Rabbi Yossi Ra'u, Mitzipor, Shir Bok, Sol, Kohen Gadol, Minu, Kaftov. He had a substitute, Rubal Maisev, Techacham, Amr, Rishon Chosel Abodaso, Sheni Inaroi, Lo Lekoin Gadol, Lo Lekoin Hedrin. Kohen Gadol Mishon Eva, can't be Kohen Gadol because it's Eva for the other guy. Kohen Hedyo Mishon Mal Mekodesh Lo Moridin. That there's, you know, can't go back to being a Kohen Hedyo because Mal Mekodesh Lo Moridin. So the Gemara says that the Reish is not like a Meir, Seifa is like a Meir that goes to the detail of the Shaka Taya. So the Rishonim asked the following question, including Tosvus, says that if you see Mishon Eva, that sounds like really Be'etzem is still a good Kohen Gadol, right? And it's just Eva, but you can't, it's going to be a fight between the other Kohen Gadol. So why then do we need the reason of Ma'al Kodesh Lo Moridin? Just say that a Kohen is a Kohen Gadol. So Tosfos says, Kasha Lovni High Time Up, Tevet Le Kevin the Royal Kohen Gadol, Ila Misham Eva, Im Kain, Amy Yachal Lashanish, Ba'ar Begadim, Misham Nahum Mochosar Begadim. That he's going to, a Kohen Gadol, there's the Gemara in Zvachim says, that a Kohen Gadol who wears only the big day kahuna of a Kohen Hedyo is a din of mechusar begadim, and all his avoda is pasul. So why do we have to say that Ma'al Kodesh Lo Moridin? Why don't we just say that he's a Kohen Gadol? A Kohen Gadol, he can't serve as a Kohen Gadol, and he can't serve as a Kohen Hedyo because he's a Kohen Gadol. He's not, doesn't have the, it's going to be mechusar begadim if he uses the big day Kohen Hedyo. So Tosfos answers here, Yesh lomer shem da mishum hay time alone makpidim kaven al pi bezdin hu ilav time of the malan, that since it's al pi bezdin we would have let them bump him down the kohen hadyo if not for malan of the shlomo ridin. So I want to focus on the source sheet. The Tosfos and Yuma is more elaborate, and then the Ritva asks the same question and gives a different formulation entirely. So Tosfos in Yuma says, asks the same question, right? Why is it that Gemara in Yuma has the same Shakvataria? And then Tosfos says, why do we, again, if really you see that he's Be'etzem a Kohen Gadol because of Eva, so why do we need to say that the reason he can't be a Kohen Hedyot is because Ma'al Mekodesh Lo Moridin? Why don't we just say that he's a Kohen Gadol, if he wears the big day Kohen Hedyot, then he's Mechoser Begadim? So Tosfos here answers, Yesh lomer, the Kohen Gadol mismane bepeh umistalek bepeh. Rabbi Yerushalmi darsh lo mikra. That a Kohen Gadol can be appointed with just with a pet, just with words, and therefore can be nistalik, can be removed from his position just with words. And the Yerushalmi learns this from a pasuk. Mistabra, shadavar tali b'melech uba the echav akonin, that it's taloi on that these things, the misman of the pet, and nistalik the pet, depends on the king and the other kohanim. Kedamar by Yevinto, and he brings a story on in Malka. Upon Yeshu ben Gamal b'kani Rabbi, that there was a king appointed Yeshu ben Gamal's Kohen Gadol, and he brings a Tosefta, also a story that the king he went to the Kohen Gadol wasn't, they weren't sure who was going to be the Kohen Gadol, so they went to the king. So he says, you see from these stories, you know, to support for what he says in Mistabra, that the person appointing the Kohen Gadol is going to be the king. And he also has Echav HaKohanim, which is not necessarily, you know, what comes out of the support, but also thinks is Misvara. But Tosfos says, really, the main answer of Tosfos is that there's a drush on the Yerushalmi that a Kohen Gadol can be appointed the Peh, and Mistalik the Peh. So I brought the Yerushalmi here. The Yerushalmi comes up a few times. And it says, the Chiper HaKohanim Shayim Shachloso, Matam Alomar, it's always Aaron, how do you know it's his sons? How do you know it's other Kohen Gadol? So it says, Asher Yimshach Oso. So how do you know? Meruba B'Gadol, that's only Yimshach. So it says, Asher Yamali as Yado. And then, Minayin L'Rabba is Kohen HaMismane, Tam Alomar V'Chiper HaKohen, V'Mem Mismane, V'Pet. So you see that they have a drasha that there are three ways of appointing Kohen Gadol. And that's what Tosa says, that since he is appointed the peh, he could be removed the peh. So the questions here, there are three questions. First question is, just because he could be appointed the peh, how do you know it could be removed the peh? The drush of the Yerushalmi is only that there are three ways of appointing a Kohen Gadol. Who says that if you're appointed the peh, that you could be mistalik the peh? I mean, in a certain sense, it's like, you know, asi dibur, mevatel dibur type of thing. But who says that's really the case? Maybe once you're a Kohen Gadol, you're always a Kohen Gadol. How does Tosfos know from here that you could that there's like a removal of a Kohen Gadol? The second question is, if there's really a minui de peh, so why isn't that in the Mishnah in the Ein Bein or anywhere, right? The Ein Bein, right? It says Ein Bein. That's Meruba Begadim. But what about the Peh? You know, in fact, there's a Machlokas. The Meruba Begadim, according to, you know, is the Rambam quotes at least is 7 days. It's one of the Rambams here that, you know, it needs to be for 7 days. So, and then if he doesn't do it, he's not Meruba Begadim, but Rambam says, B'diyeved, he can do Avodah. So nobody talks about the peh. So why is it that this Mishnah only talks about these two categories, and the Yerushalmi talks about a third category? Tosfos says, oh, obviously there's a third category. And once a third category, you see that there's a removal also. So where does this all come from? And in fact, the Pnei Moshe and the Karbon HaEidah, when they explain the Yerushalmi, they say that there's no such thing really as minui the peh. They say, minayin, like the Pnei Moshe in Source 3, minayin l'rabos kohen mismane, the second line of Source 3, Zeshen Nismanatat Sarishan of Yerbo Psol. Right? So if there's an emergency, there's Xeris HaKosov that you don't need the full move of Begadim or Meshicha, you know, Shemna Mishcha. You could just have Mino Yupeh in an emergency case, so it's just the backup. But according to the Pnei Moshe and the Karbon HaEidah, and I think the way most people are interpret the Yerushalmi, there's no third way of appointing the Kohen Gadol. It's just like the emergency case. Tosfos, it sounds like this third way tells you something that you could remove a Kohen Gadol. You could remove him even in Tosfos. It sounds like you could remove him even if he was, you know, even if he was anointed b'shem HaMishkan. You could remove him. Tosfos isn't machali. You know that this Gemara is only talking about a Kohen Gadol that was misman of a peh. It would seem, you know, it's possible that you could say that that's the Chantosis, but it's also possible that there's no such chiluk, and that Tosfos is just making an observation that a Kohen Gadol can be Misman of a Peh, and therefore can be Mistalik of a Peh. And so, you know, the Pnei Moshe would say that, like, a Misman of a Peh is like an emergency Kohen Gadol, not a regular way of an ultimate Kohen Gadol. And Tosfos kind of seems to say that that you see from the fact that he can be Misman of a Peh, that he can be Mistalik of a Peh. So those are kind of the three questions on Tosfos is, first of all, how do you know that just because Misman of a Peh, they could be Mistalik of a Peh also? And the second question is, if Tosfos reads the Yerushalmi that Minu et Peh is a way of being of appointing a Kohen Gadol, why isn't that mentioned in the Mishnah? And then the third question is kind of it's not as much of a question, but it's like, you know, there's another way of explaining the Yerushalmi. Why doesn't Tosfos go with that way? You know, that way would seem to fit better with the, you know, with these the sources. Kind of to contrast to Tosfos, before we explain Rav Chaim as an approach in Tosfos, that's very nice. But just to kind of give the other way, the Ritva gives them a simpler, maybe more like our Tosfos' language. The Ritva says, as the same Kasha, right? The Kasha is, really, it sounds like he's a Kohen Gadol because the only reason he can't serve as Kohen Gadol is because of Eva. So if he serves the Kohen Gadol, why is the problem with the Chusar B'Gadim? So he says, if not for Ma'am Lekodesh Lo Moridin, we would have Koach Lo Rido, and we would be Moridin also Lekohen Hedyu. And there is a similar Ritva in later Numa, and I wish I put the Gemara Numa on Ayin Gimel on. I'll just summarize it briefly. It's the same Shakavataria, except instead of talking about, our Gemara is talking about the substitute Kohen Gadol. There's a substitute Kohen Gadol for you know, someone has a psul, so they have the substitute come in, and then when the first person's psul goes away, the substitute can no longer be Kohen Gadol or Kohen Hedyot according to Yossi. The Gemara Ayin Gimel is talking about a Meshuach Melchama. Meshuach Melchama says, cannot wear the Big Day Kohen Gadol, can't wear a Big Day Kohen Hedyot. The same reason. It says Big Day Kohen Gadol because of Eva, Big Day Kohen Hedyot because of Ma'an Lekodesh Shalom Oridin. So Tosfos is silent there, right? And the presumption is, you know, the same Kasha and Daf Yabez. He asked it on Daf Yabez, he didn't ask it on Daf Ayin Gimel. The Ritva says, I understand Daf Yabez, but Tema, even if you say like Daf Yabez, that Me'eza Tam, Hayalon Alo Rido, what reason do we have to be Moridin? It's not the same thing as, you know, a past Kohen Gadol. But Kol Hecha Deleka Taima, Havoy Mechusar Begadim. If there were no reason to bump him down to Kohen Hedyot, so he would be Mechusar Begadim. So then the answer is that it makes a new Kimta in the Gemara. That the case of the Gemara is that there's two Meshulach Melchamas. There's another, he's too old to go out to the Melchama, so they have another Kohen Meshulach Melchama, and so that the fact that there are two Kohanim would give us a reason to bump him down to Kohen Hedyot, and we don't do that because of Ma'am Lekodesh Lo Moridin. So you see from this Ritva that really, he's a Kohen Gadol, really we wouldn't remove him for no reason. It's only if you have a compelling reason, then we would say, we would be'etzem, be morid him to Kohen Hedyot. Elamai, Ma'am Lekodesh Lo Moridin. So we can't, even though we have a compelling reason. And in that case, we just leave him as a Kohen Gadol, right? So that's how the Ritva says it out, that there is, like, you know, two steps to the analysis. The first is there a compelling reason to bump him down to Kohen Hedyot? And the compelling reason that he gives in both cases are there's two Kohanim. That's, like, you know, not a good thing. So because it's not a good thing to have two Meshuach Melchamas or two regular Kohanim, a Kohen and a substitute, so that would be a reason to bump him down. That reason would get rid of Mechusar B'Gadim, but then Ma'an Lekodesh Lo Moridin says, don't do it. So I'm not 100% sure in the chat on the Ritva, but the Ritva, I would think, you know, one way of explaining it is to say, really, you can't, there's no way to remove a Kohen Gadol. Once you're a Kohen Gadol, you're always a Kohen Gadol. And you know, there is a shita in Rishonim. I don't think the Ritva says this in Yevamos, but in Yevamos, there's a Tosus in Yevamos says that Akiras Davar Min HaTorah works if there's like a Davar HaDomeh, right? The Chachamim really, normally we say Akiras Davar Min HaTorah Omu Shabbat Taseh, but Tosus has by Aguna, he says that if there's, you know, Dome Elios, if there's like a strong Svar to be this way, right? So like Isha Daiko Mintzava and Chumra, you know, Chumra the sofa, Hikata Bitrilasa, Marta the sofa, that creates like a Svara that allows Hachamim to do Akiras Davar Min HaTorah. So you could say that maybe that's like, you know, something along the lines in the Ritva that the Chachamim have you know, the Koach to bump him down when there is some sort of reason, maybe like Akiras Davar Min HaTorah, but really Be'etzem, there's no Koach to do it. That might be a shot in the Ritva, but he doesn't have this concept that there's like, you know, removal process. He has a different concept, which is that we could remove them, we need a compelling reason to do it. And then Ma'amal Kodesh Al-Maridin tells us, you know, it's not worth for us to do it, even though we can. So that maybe is a simpler formulation. Tosus has this very complicated thing about, again, that to answer this question of Kohen Gadol, he's got Etzem Kohen Gadol, but we say Ma'amal Kodesh Al-Maridin, why do you need that? If he's got Etzem Kohen Gadol, it should be Mechusar Begadim, to use the regular, to serve as a regular Kohen Had Yod. So he says, for Etzem, Mismana Bepeh, Mistalat Bepeh. So of Chaim, so in source 8, there's the Briskerov. And so there's three pieces in the Briskerov here. Each one starts with bold. I just put all of them. So the first one is about the Tosfos. The second one is about the Rambam. And the third one is about the Rivet. And the first one is in the second paragraph. He quotes from Reb Chaim that there are two dinim, according to Tosfos. He says there's the Minoy, and then there's the Kedushas Haguf. So he says that a Kohen Gadol has Kedushas Haguf, and that's what Meshicha B'Shem HaMishcha and Riboy the Gadim does. But there's also a din of Minoy. So he says in Tosfos that that when Tosfos says that misman v'peh, misal v'peh, he says it's pasha that the peh is not good enough to create kedushas haguf. So you see that there is a separate, when Tosfos is proving, when he says misman v'peh, is that there's a new din of minui separate from kedushas haguf. And he says that the Kohen Gadol, we have the koach to be mevatel the minui. And so he says that there's like, you know, minui is like step one, kedushas haguf is like step two, and if you undercut the minui, so we can undercut his entire kedusha. And then he says, he actually thinks it's not true by Meshuach Melchama. Meshuach Melchama, there is no minui, it's just just the kedushas haguf. And then maybe, you know, there's a difference between Daf Yud Beis and Yuma and Daf Ayin Gimel and Yuma. But that's what he says. Be'etzem is the what's going on in Tosfos. The reason that it's not saying that there's three ways to do minui, and it's one that's missing from the Mishnah. And he's not saying that and this explains how Tosfos knows that there's a siluk. That the siluk is that in addition to kedushas haguf, the Kohen Gadol needs minoy, and the minoy is something that we could take away, even if we can't take away the kedushas haguf.
Just bring it back to the Tosfos for a second. So, with this lumdus from Reb Chaim, Tosfos has the kasha that who needs malach hakodesh, right? And Maridin just say that mechusar begadim fundamentally because be'etzem is a kohen. So to that Tosfos, that right, we don't really know what he says. Cryptic, doesn't really explain. That's all Tosfos says. Right, so you quoted the Tosfos in Yuma,
yeah.
That midway pass, midway pass. So what does that mean? That means that we can, if not for Malam Bakayd, we need Malam Bakaydish Lamaridin, because why? Because without Malam Bakaydish, we'd be stuck with Tosfos has a kasha. Without Malam Bakaydish, of course he can't wear Dal B'Gadim, because that would be Luchos Begadim.
Yeah.
So the Tais is.
So it says that you could be mevatel the minu.
So that means the Mesila Pepeh is going to get rid of that minu.
Mm-hmm.
So you asked the Kasha that it's not in the list.
Yeah.
So now we're saying it's not a din to make Kedusha Be'etzem.
Yeah.
It's just a din to give you a position.
Yeah, we need
it's
two
prerequisite for Kedusha.
Right, a Kohen Gadol.
I thought it's prerequisite.
After.
It should be after. What's more
we
fundamental?
We vow to the Mina and vow to the Kedusha.
Yeah, but how does that work? The fundamental Kedusha comes from either the Begadim or the Shavan Mishnah. Right?
That's a good question. And
I thought the Mina is more like a political kind of thing. Like it's a din Mina.
Yes. That's the maybe the pasuk shot, right? That there's two things that you could take away the minui, and then the kedusha remains. The Tosfos, the Rosh Chaim himself seems to say in Tosfos that the kedusha's kahuna is totally in the minui, which that language seems to say that the Kohen Gadol needs two things, and if you take away one of them, he kind of loses everything. That's what Chaim seems to say. I think you could say alumnus the other way, and it may make more sense that you know he still has the kedusha. Maybe there's no din of mechusar begadim. Rav Chaim actually says something like this in the Ravid, which is the last few paragraphs. I don't think we'll have time to really get to the Ravid, but the Ravid says that the Rambam says that if you did ribui begadim. And you didn't do for 7 days. So, you know, it's Yotze B'Dieved. And the Ravid says, yes, but not on Yom Kippur. Not on Yom Kippur. And so, he says in general, you could always, you know, do Avoda, but Avoda Yom Kippurim, L'chatfila, you need the 7 days. So, he says, what's the difference between Avodas Yom Kippurim and everything else? So he says that there's two dinim in Mechusar Begadim. One din in Mechusar Begadim is that it's usur to wear, you know, it's usur to wear the wrong type of begadim. And he says, you know, and according to the, this is all in the Ravid Shita. He says there's one type of problem Mechusar Begadim that it's usur to wear the wrong type of begadim. And then there's another type, which is that it's like a chisaron in the avoda. So he says that in the Ravid, I think that's not the chisaron. He says in the Ravid, on Yom Kippur, you need the Kohen Gadol dafka, and it's like a chisaron bekunaso, if he doesn't have the 7 days. But it's still mutter to wear the eight begadim. So that's why on every other day, once, you know, he is training, right? Meru begadim means that he's wearing those begadim for 7 days. So he says, you see that it's mutter to wear it. So for all the rest of the year, there's no problem of him wearing the extra begadim because it's mutter for him to do so. But on Yom Kippur, where you need like a chalos of Kohen Gadol, then it's chaser b'kunaso unless he had already been, had done it for 7 days. So he says that there's like two dinim in the problem of mechusar begadim and ruv begadim. So maybe there's something along those lines. You could say in Tosfos that you could take away the minui, maybe, you know, even if there's, I don't know exactly how the ones would work out, but I don't think you have to say Rav Chaim's exact lundus, which is that if you take away the minui, you lose everything. Could be that you have the Kedushas Kahuna, but for technical reasons, that's not a problem with Mechusar Begadim. Just want to talk a little bit about the Rambam. First, and just in, there's a Machlokas, an evident Machlokas between Tosfos and the Rambam. Tosfos says, Davar Tzalev HaMelech and Echav HaKohen. And the Rambam says that the Kohen is appointed by Beis Din. That's in page 2, halacha tesvav. Ema yidin kongal al bezdin shal echav b'shivin. And Rav Chaim says something very interesting about this. This is the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav is in, I put it in from the same place in Tzvachim, but it's also a Brisker Rav on the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin. But I want to preface it with some of the other things in the Rambam. The Rambam seems to downplay the inyan of minui kohen gadol. Right? So in source 6 in the little minyan mitzvahs in the beginning of the Lotus Klei HaMikdash, so he says there's a mitzvah l'kadesh ha-kohen la'avoda, but no separate mitzvah for kohen gadol. There's a mitzvah on Aleph is lasus shemen ha-mishkal. There's no mitzvah to use the shemen ha-mishkal. And there is a mitzvah yubeis is lobush b'dei kohen la'avoda. The Ramban actually has a question. The Ramban thinks that it's not, perhaps not a mitzvah, and he asks the Kashan Rambam, if it's really a mitzvah, why isn't it a separate mitzvah to Big Day Kahuna, Big Day Kohen Gadol, Big Day Kohen Hadur? The Ramban thinks that if it were a mitzvah, it should be two different mitzvahs. And the Rambam thinks, no, there's one mitzvah for both Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hadur. And this becomes even more pronounced in the Rambam itself, throughout the halachos, where first he says, "Akonim hovlu nechal leviim la'avodas hakarbanos." In Parak Dalet, he says, "You know, mitzvahs asay la'avil akonim lekachon lachinam lekarbon," and everybody has to, you know, know ben kavod. And then later on, he says, "Halacha yedeis b'mayim kohen gadol who rosh lekohen gadol lekal konim moshon sam Hashem la'mishcha." And then it tells all the dinim of mashicha, the dinim of marbun gadim. Halacha Tezvav says that it has to be in Beis Din. And then Halacha Tezayin, right after that, he says, when Maman Kohen Echad Yel Kohen Gadol Kamo Mishnal Malach, Lunikar Skan. You appoint the Skan, right? So Halacha Yubayz, the same Lashon as Halacha Yubayz. He says, Halacha Aleph, he says, Kohenim Hup Lunikar Levim, and it's a mitzvah Lahavdala Kohenim. And then Halacha Yubayz says, Mermana Kohen Gadol. It's the Tezayin says, Mermana Kohen Laskan. That's the Yubzayin is Mermana, the assistant to the Skan and the whole hierarchy. And then Halacha Chaf and Chaf Aleph says that if Kohen Gadol dies, then there's, you know, if you first go to the sons, if they're Roy, and he says, L'huadin l'kol sarara shabakarav Yisrael, the end of Halacha Chaf. Right? Any sarara is like this. And then on Chaf Aleph, he quotes this, quotes also Ma'al Nekodesh, we'll read it. So, I thought that was, an interesting thing. I don't really have such well-defined thoughts on it. But this is also bolstered by the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav says that there's no actually din. He says why the Rambam doesn't list this. He lists Melech being appointed by Beis Din in Hilchos Sanhedrin, in the Halachos of Beis Din. But he doesn't list that a Kohen Gadol has to be appointed by Beis Din of 71. So why doesn't he list it over there? And so he says there's a difference in the Lashon. There it says that that they are appointed al Yedei Beis Din. But here it says, it doesn't say al yedei bezdin. So he says that really, according to the Rambam, it's just that the bezdin serves a different function in the Kohen Gadol context and in the Melech context. In the Melech, it's like a maisa bezdin, that the bezdin has to create the chalos of a Melech, and that it only happens through Maisa Beis Din. But a Kohen Gadol, it just happens to be that it's in Beis Din because Beis Din is the best representative of Klal Yisrael. It really just has to be some representative of Klal Yisrael. Who's the best representative of Klal Yisrael? Beis Din Shel Ayin Aleph. So that's why it just happens to be that it's in Beis Din, but it's not in their function as Beis Din. It's in their function as representatives, as representatives of the people. And so, that here also he's saying that this minui is also kind of puts the minui more in the context of a an appointed position instead of in the context of creating a halos or a separate yushas hagof or something like that. Of course there are mitzvahs that are talmud and kohen gadol. It's only the suul of kohen gadol and. There are mitzvahs, I'm not saying that it can't be in the Rambam that there's no halos kohen gadol midoraisa. It just seems to be noveya in the Rambam from like a pure minui. It's like an extreme version of Rav Chaim, it seems like. It seems like everything in the Rambam comes down to the fact that there's like a position of kohen gadol that is a sarah that the Torah recognizes as having certain dinim. So to summarize, there seem to be several shitas as to how the minu kohen gadol and tzila kohen gadol works. it seems like the Ritva may be saying that Be'etzem, there is, you wouldn't be able to remove a Kohen Gadol. A Kohen Gadol, once a Kohen Gadol, always a Kohen Gadol. You need a compelling reason. Not clear what this compelling reason does, but perhaps you could say along those lines of Tosus, although the Ritva and Yuvamos doesn't explain that Gemara like Tosus, but Tosus says that the Chachal of the Yoga Dabra Torah with a compelling reason, a Dabra Adoma. And the Tosus says that according to Rav Chaim, that there's two dinim, that there's the Minoy and then there's the Kedushas Haguf. Rav Chaim seems to say that if you take away the Minoy, it undermines the Kedushas Haguf. I think there's probably some way to say it, to finesse the Lambdas, that you could say that there still is Kedushas Haguf even if you take away the Minoy, but that it doesn't, that it might not be a problem of Mechusa Begadim anymore. And then the Rambam, from various Mashmos, and this Diuk of the Brisk Rav, seems to put a lot of stock in the Minoy being Srara, being done through the people, right? Not through a Maisa Bezin or anything, and then everything else being Novea from that. You know, the last source is kind of just the more of a collector's item, so I'll mention it in 3 seconds, that there's machlokas, whether the Kidashto applies to the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen have to give extra chavetz to the Kohen Gadol. So the Ran, in the end of Megillah, after even what we're up to in the Amud Yomi, says that there is a din of the Kidashto for a Kohen Gadol, and the Minchas Chinah says he doesn't know where Mechitesi, the Kidashto only talks about Kohen Hedyo. And so, in the Rambam, Lushan, in the it does sound like the Kidashto only applies to Kohen Hedyo, like the Minchas Chinah, which might, you know, might play into this lumdus of whether there's a separate kedusha for Kohen Gadol, or whether it's a status created by Sarara as opposed to Kahuna itself, which is created by kedusha Sakov.
Yeah.
Yeah.